to welcome you all to the Chapel of Divine Mercy. Right now it's exactly the Mercy Hour, 3 o'clock. And we'd like to offer our own intentions, because in this moment when Jesus is offering himself to God the Father for the salvation of the world, God the Father is very, very attentive to the prayer of his Son, Jesus Christ. Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased," in the baptism. So I'd like to offer a special intention, and I'd like to pray in a special way that, as Father Craig mentioned this earlier, that as a result of these riots, that there would be a lot of peace, that we'd be able to be merciful and live out what Jesus said, love one another as I've loved you. So I'd like to pray that there'd be just a lot of peace and reconciliation in the world, starting with our own country. So Eric, would you like... Oh. Oh, wait a minute, I've got this.
You
can take this.
Sure.
Do you want me to...
An intention? Oh, yes, okay. You can.
That's a wonderful intention.
That's wonderful.
Yes, and it's very actual with what we need. And I'd like to pray also as the churches are trying to open up again here in Los Angeles, our diocese. It's not that simple of a process, because you have to get a whole logistical planning and safety, and you know, it's going to be very different than before, and it's going to be hard. We don't know how exactly it's going to work out. So we just ask the Holy Spirit to guide us and ask the Lord's mercy upon us in this whole opening up process. Of course, the Archbishop has taken away the obligation of Mass, because not everybody's really going to be able to get to Mass with the limited numbers. So don't be worried about that, but just let's trust in God to help us to start again, begin again.
Eric, would you like to make intention?
Yes. My intention today would be that as we draw closer to reopening of the churches and then people again being able to receive our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, that everyone will start preparing for that right now, and to be able to receive our Lord the way he should be received, with more fervor and with more love.
Mary, your intention?
Yes. My intention is for all of us here in our family watching this, because what we do is important to other people. So it's going to be difficult when the church opens, because the numbers are going to be limited. We're not all going to be able to come back to Mass. This is only the beginning steps, and this is difficult. So I beg that all of us will have that gift through Mary, of the Holy Spirit of docility, that we will have Mary's docility that she had to the Holy Spirit, that we will have that docility in our heart to say, "Lord, if you're permitting it, just let me be accepting and keep my prayer life strong and my love for God and my neighbor and my family strong, and just go forward peacefully and step by step."
So I'm going to spend about 20 seconds in silence so that all of you can offer your own intentions, and we'll offer these. Chapel of Divine Mercy. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father, almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, descended into hell, the third day rose again from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
and atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood,
soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our
sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy and Mighty One,
Holy and Mighty One,
have mercy on us
and on the whole world.
Holy
God, Holy Mighty One, Holy and Mighty One,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy and mortal one, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus,
I trust in you.
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Maybe just lend her this for a minute. We're going to be listening to a number from the Diary of St. Faustina.
number 35. Oh, if only I had a spiritual director from the beginning. Then I would not have wasted so many of God's graces. A confessor can help a soul a great deal, but can also cause it a lot of harm. Oh, how careful confessors should be about the work of God's grace in their penitents' souls. This is a matter of great importance. By the graces given to a soul, one can recognize the degree of its intimacy with God.
So you think the message is very, very important. We can't go to confession, most of us right now, because of the lack of the availability because of the coronavirus, but let's pray that we'll all make good, perfect act of contrition after we commit sins and try to always live in God's grace. And let's pray that once the door is open for confession, we'll be able to make really good confessions. And pray for the priest and pray for future vocations, that the priest will be available to be able to give this wonderful sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The intercession of Mary, Mother of the Church, and St. Joseph and St. Ignatius, may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.